we read the first chapter of St. Luke over four successive weeks, and this is the last section of it, close to the Christmas. And that's the section that speaks about the birth of St. John the Baptist. I was thinking of this family living together. Imagine in one house the fetus, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, his mother, Saint Mary, and Saint John the Baptist, fetus, and Saint Elizabeth, and Saint Zachariah, all of them living in one house. I was just thinking how holy the place will be. Imagine that collection of the Lord Jesus Christ and these four saints together. The holiest place on earth, the holiest time on earth. And it came after darkness, full darkness. If you study the history about what happened before that, there was a time that the leaders of the Jewish people drifted away from the Lord, searching for positions, connection with the Roman Empire, trying to get money and the prestige and the authority. They left the practices of the Lord. It was total darkness. And in this full darkness, the Lord shone on humanity by this Christmas. So Christmas to us is something that we have to feel the same. We are living in the shadow of death and the darkness, and then the Lord shines on us. This holy family living together. And the interesting thing is that Zachariah cannot speak. It's a gift from the angel to Zachariah. People think of it as a punishment. It's not. Imagine 9 months with Saint Mary, with this incident that happening, and the visitation of angels. Do you think that this house was not visited by angels? Where the Lord Jesus is, the 10,000 of angels always there. So the house was always filled with angels. So Saint Zachariah the priest was there silent, meditating. And that's why when he opened his mouth, he poured the prophecies that he was meditating on. And we don't know what happened. Did the angels tell him more details? Was he in more encounter with the angels? Of course, it's expected. But for us, it's very important experience that if you like to receive revelation from the Lord, you have to be quiet. The noise that we live in make us miss on what the Lord likes to say to us. That may be the reason that we emphasize the concept of quiet time. You may have heard of this or saw the book that the servants collected under supervision from Abuna Mark, to have a book for quiet time every day in the morning, to spend some 20 minutes, 15 minutes meditating on something. And the whole week has a theme, and the Holy Church shares that theme. Please take it seriously. Because the quiet time in presence of God has marvelous effect on us, that the Lord can communicate, can remind us by the needs that we need to repent, can remind us by something that we may overlook, maybe our weaknesses, maybe our... Many people say that, I don't know what I should do, and I don't think that I am sinful, as people say. When I go to confession, I don't know what to say even. That quiet time will tell you what you lack and what you need. Zachariah the priest spent 9 months in this very holy environment, the holiest place on earth, with this collection of saints. 9 months quiet, meditating on the concept of the Lord shining on us, coming to save us from this full darkness, the shadow of death, expectation of death, which they were living in. The highest humiliation that happened to the nation. The Romans occupied them. They robbed them any freedom, even the money, the 10% that must go to the temple, they take it. And publican, instead of standing against the Roman occupation, they work with them. There are Jewish people that start betraying their own nations to collect the money and give it to the Romans in order for them to get a percentage of this money. So the situation was very tough. They didn't understand the salvation as we understand it now, but that was the way it is done. And one thing that's very important, the desert. Yani, at the end of the chapter it says that John the Baptist spent his youth before he revealed himself to the world at the age of 30 in the desert, all his life in the desert. Why? Because that's the place of quietness, that's the place that he can communicate with the Lord. There's no noise from this world, there's no reflection of the political stands and even the church activity. It was just him and the Lord. And this teaches us a lot. The desert fathers from Egypt until now have reflection on the whole world. They write, heaps of books are written with this title, the desert fathers. They mean the desert fathers of Egypt. They flourished spiritually because of the quiet time. They had that chance. We have that chance for us to spend some time, to escape from this whole world. Don't spend the rest of your life busy, because this busyness is against the possibility to hear the word of the Lord. People, when they are young, they look after their career and their future, which is good. But there must be a percentage of the time that is quiet, and this is the only time that you save from this world to the account of eternity. That's the only time that you take from this present world that will be counted towards eternity. All the rest of these activities will end. All the success will end. But the quiet time in presence of God has major meaning. What did Saint Mary did in this house? She was pregnant herself, and she was very young. And she went by herself alone, a long, very long distance. If you look at the map, you'll find that the distance is almost Sydney to Wollongong that she walked from her house with Joseph. She was living with Joseph, because some people think of that she was expecting to get married. She was married. The word betrothal means that she is with him, but they are waiting for a major festival or something like that. But she was there in Nazareth. She didn't have where to live. She lived at Joseph's house. And she left Joseph's house and she walked about this long distance. How long it would take? A couple of days, 3 days, 4 days, walking. Young lady, a girl, and pregnant. And she went there to serve in this environment, to serve the priest's wife that is relative and old. She served that 3 months as a model of service for everyone. What's the rush? Doing what? What's more important than serving the Lord? Did she attend the birth of John the Baptist? We don't know. Saint Luke didn't say to us if she attended or not. However, the details about what happened, who told Saint Luke these details? It's known that the full chapter was dictated by Saint Mary. The full first chapter of Saint Luke has been dictated by Saint Mary to Saint Luke. He sat in front of her, maybe at her feet, and she was telling him what happened. So the details of the end of the chapter, who knew it? Zechariah died. He was martyred, actually. And his wife Elizabeth, very likely she didn't live that long. So when Saint Luke was writing, he had only Saint Mary. So she was the one that told him, very likely she stayed. Especially, she went there for that purpose. And the major joy happened on the day of circumcising this child, because that's the day of the covenant, more than the day of birth. that they welcome this baby to be in the Lord with the covenant. So they had this major feast for the baby. And St. Mary very, very likely was there. The Bible didn't say it, but she was there. And that's the instant that they spoke to the mother, because the father is not speaking. They told her, should we call him Zachariah after his father, which is a habit until now in some places in the world, to name the person after his father's name or grandfather name. And St. Mary said, no, John. And no one in the family is named John. And that's why neighbors and the relatives were surprised. Then they thought that maybe the father has another opinion. He wrote John. And they marveled. At that time, his mouth could speak. His tongue started speaking. And the first thing he said after these 9 months of silence is to praise the Lord. And that's always out of quiet time. If you spend the quiet time, the first thing you get out of it is to praise the Lord. Second, revelation, prophecies. And he said, marvelous prophecy. This man is a great saint, by the way, because unfortunately some people understand that he did a mistake and the angel, archangel punished him. It's not like that at all. Who is the first martyr in Christianity? All of us say Saint Stephen, which the church always say that because it's written in the Bible. But really the first martyr was that man. The history or the tradition or the Synaxarium tell us how he died. Because St. John the Baptist was born 6 months before Christ, when Herod decided to kill all the children, Herod decided to all the surrounding of Bethlehem, including the place where Zechariah was living. So among the children that had to be slaughtered was St. John the Baptist. The Synaxarium say that his dad took the baby to the temple. And he said, that's the place I got the revelation from. I leave it back to you, Lord. You give me the child. They kill him. I give it to you back. And the Synaxarium say that it's an angel that snatched the boy. And he disappeared. And he lived in the desert since then, fed by the angels, speaking to the Lord directly. That's why all his dress, all his clothes, all his food was from the desert. That's all that he had. He was not taught by people. He was not educated. All his glory came from the desert, speaking to God. All the wisdom came from direct revelation from the Lord in the desert. But the Roman soldiers had to get revenge because they didn't understand the word the father hid the boy. So they killed him. And that may be the first grown-up person that was martyred for the sake of Christ. It's all the children of Bethlehem died, but he is possibly the first grown-up person that was killed there. So he's a great saint. And he lived in that depths. And he taught us the meaning of Christmas. After 2 days, we have the Christmas. Tomorrow we'll have the Mass. In the morning, it's Baramon. It will finish 9:30 in the morning, and there is in the evening we'll start 7 o'clock by Tasbih. Tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, we start Tasbih, then raising the incense, then the Mass will finish. Listen to this, please. The Mass will finish 10:30, both Arabic and English. 10:30, we'll finish the Mass. So please let people know that they wouldn't be disappointed to come thinking that the Mass will finish later. The Mass will finish 10:30, everything, and then we leave. The youth that have no families will have with us the first meal as breakfast of the Christmas. Preparation for the Christmas is best explained by this saint, Saint Zechariah. He said that we are living in the shadow of death. Without Christ, we are in the shadow of death. What's meant by the shadow of death? That we live in the smell of death, the place that we know that we are dying and will be buried forever. There is nothing, no revival, no living forever, and darkness. there's no vision, we can't see, we don't understand. That's exactly the status that we are in when the Lord visits us. That's the Christmas, to shine on us from above and replace the sadness to joy, replace the darkness to light and the death to life forever. If we don't understand the meaning of the Lord coming to our world to do that, then we miss on the whole idea of Christmas. Without Christ, there is no hope for us to live forever. That gift to live forever came because the Lord God sent His Son to the world to shine on us while living in the darkness and the shadow of death. It's a great joy to be appreciated by those people. Don't be busy by trivialities. We get caught in this world. I felt the way I'm reading this section is that the message for us is really how to get out of business. We are very busy. We have many plans, we have many things that everyone is occupied in our mind by that. Even when we pray in the bus or transport or on bed or doing something else, which is good. But there must be time that we are quiet, listening, waiting for the Lord to speak. One of the best poems ever written is the poem that written by Pop Shenouda that became a famous song. But to speak that, I left the whole world. I shut my eyes from seeing things in order to see you. I closed my ears not to hear people in order to listen to you. I only have one desire that's remaining with me. Only one desire, to know you. I will come with you. Now I know what's meant by struggling with the Lord. That's what happened with Jacob in the Old Testament. This poem gives us the understanding that we have to accept the Christ in Christmas with that feeling. Unfortunately, we get busy by many things that are not important at all, and they'll cease. I remember once we were in a funeral, and Abuna Johnson gave the talk, and I remember an idea that came to my mind from what he said. He said, have we ever spoken of a person that died about his possessions, or about his even degrees, or about his look? Nothing from this world will remain. The only thing that we will carry is the love of God, knowing Christ. How wouldn't we know Him on the day of His birth? How would we come to the Christmas tomorrow and all that's running in our mind are plans of where to go or what to eat or what to get dressed with, and forget the main idea that we are living in the darkness and the shadow of death, and He shone on us to give us the hope to live forever. Glory be to His name forever. Amen.